Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why this goddamn thing is not, and Bernie and all these guys, let's jack that up there. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Bullshit. You want me to goddamn do what? You think I'm going to do that shit? Forget it. Time for our pre-show, and this is going to be a pre-show for an encore show that we're going to do. I got all kinds of shit I got to do, all kinds of show prep that we have to do here. So stick with me, hang with me, stick it in there. Well, first thing we're going to do is go over to the, here's what I'm going to do is I got to get rid of this goddamn thing here. Go to desktop there. There's desktop. And I want to go to social media, right? Okay, so we got to start to line up all of the Phil Challenge, Phil Hendry, is that it? Phil Hendry Challenges. Man, I'm smelling like fucking electrical, and if it's this board, I'm really going to be put out. Here's Twitter.com. Okay, so let's do Phil Hendry Challenge. God, I'm smelling electrical. What is that, man? Fuck. Last time I smelled this kind of electrical, the board just completely blew on us, so all right, now, under the wire and smoke. So there's Ray Rogers. Here's Joey. Is this Joey in Tucson again? I'm all of this. Dan Jackson's back with us. Giving it my bishop, an attorney in Las Vegas, Rob Schechter. I love you guys, man. That's great. That's a beautiful thing, baby. General Shaw impression from Heather Sufu in the Netherlands. Also, okay, so then we get back to the how dare yous, the how dare yous. I figured out what Jeff Richards was doing. Jeff was doing a Robert Downey Jr. impression. So I guess maybe he was saying, I don't want to do your impression. I'm going to do Robert Downey Jr. Okay, all right. I mean, you have to do my impression, but you know what? I give you points for giving it a good shot there, my brother. We'll start out with the Twitter peoples, and I'll just give these all likes. Let's. God damn it. Another day, another Phil Hendry challenge, your move. Why is that stuff all of a sudden dead? Oh, God, you know what? Okay, there we go. All right, so there's that. Let's show you what I'm dealing with here, man. So there's our Phil Hendry challenge there on Twitter. And then another thing, and then we'll go over to Instagram. And Alex Subi, I just want to say, Alex, thank you, brother. Alex is Mo Collins' husband, the great Mo Collins from Fear the Walking Dead and F is for Family. And Alex has done a multitude of TV shows. And he's a funny man, a good man. And he's got a character that he has that does the, is doing the challenge too. So now we go over here to Instagram. Oh, shit. I didn't want to do that, you fly-by-night bitch. New window, bitch. You know, never believe it's not so. What? Okay, and then, oh, ho, ho, it's magic. You know. All right. So we get over here to where we wanted to be. And my good close personal friend, Shane Martin, said, dude, just load it into your stories. So here is, I'm not logged in. Fuck it. Anyway, look for those there. All right, so we'll do Phil Hendry Challenge here. I get the feeling, I think the people that do this are really gutsy because I think a lot of people get nervous doing this. Now, here is most recent, and what is this? That's Margaret. Oh, wait, this is, who is this, man? This is Beaker, Leslie. And she did.
Okay, this is for Phil Hendry. He says you don't have to be on camera because I'm not going to.
No, you don't, honey, but.
6 o'clock in the morning. This is Margaret.
That's your Margaret Gray, so we can't use that one, dear. So I have to move on from you. This is my brother. That's our winner. Here is Brian Blades. Is this Margaret or is this what I'm hoping it is General
Shaw. I'm General Galen Shaw.
You're the man. All right. Beautiful thing. A beautiful moment. Okay, so there's Instagram, huh? We're working it, man. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. What movie is that from? What About Bob? You got it. All right. And finally, let's go to Facebook. This is a trickier one, man. And the reason for this is a lot of you guys on Facebook, you didn't... There's so much that you didn't do. There's so many things you fucked up. I'm kidding. You did fine. But a lot of you guys did not... You didn't reset the privacy. Oh, you know what I want to do is... let's go over here to Phil Hendry... Yeah, that's it. Phil Hendry fans. All right. Okay. If you have set it on friends or friends of friends, that kind of shit, it's not going to get public, and I won't be able to look at the shit... Because your ass, you know, you basically privatized that shit. You dig me? I know you do. God, this fan page needs help, man. I mean, we've got, you know, 55 to how many fucking people we got? We got a lot of likes, and we need to get more. We got to kind of reverse the trend on this sucker. We're losing likes because we got 55,000? First of all, not all of my friends on Facebook follow us or like have licked it. We got 54,000 people following, 55,000 who like it. I don't understand it. So, all right. Having said that, I could, you know, let's just be real. Let's get real. I will do Phil Hendry fans here. I mean, Phil Hendry challenge here. There it is. Okay, now. This is where it gets really squirrely, man. Here is Leanne, who is one of our BSPs, okay? And here's Jeff Baker. All right, so we'll just, you know, and I think that's David Tanner, yes. And there is Dan Jackson, but, and there's Joey. This is, have I got a cat licking my foot? No, it's not. It's actually a human. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Let me see here, man. Oh, no audio. Hold on.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Your move.
All right, that's good. That's excellent. Sean, thanks, brother. Let me just go there. All right. So it's... You fool. You fucked it up. Man. Hashtag that motherfucker. And let's get this goddamn show on the road, shall we? There we go. Okay. So there. What? No, I'm kidding. All right. So that's groovy. Fuck. All right. So that's set up. This is actual show prep. And now we have to set up tomorrow's show, which is the tomorrow's Thanksgiving. And I was thinking, rather than doing a 1 year ago, didn't we have some really cool Thanksgiving shows that, maybe I'm wrong, but let's go over to the website. I think we did, I should probably just put in Thanksgiving, you know. Maybe I ought to play a goddamn fucking football game. Nah, fuck it. They say that you're a runaround lover, though they say it isn't true. What the hell is this? Okay. For the night has a thousand eyes. What is this? So tomorrow, I'm going to be having Thanksgiving fam. Where the fuck is this, Jack? Come on now, don't be dicking with me, man. Nah, you motherfucker. What happened to this? Huh? Okay, good. Finally. Impeach Nixon. We need a big ass... Well, never mind. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Jesus. Lawrence of Arabia. anyway, we need a Thanksgiving show to a draw, but let's take a look and see what was in the archives. You know, might as well. Why change horses in midstream? I'm smelling burning electrical, and by the way, Jay Blass of I'll mention this on the air. Jay Blass of Maryland, I forget his hometown, like Bowie, Maryland, something like that. Thank you very much for the Washington National World Champion hat. It's a beautiful thing. I'm very much a fan of that team. I love that team. That is a bitchin' thing, man. I don't want to take that off. Is that like a some? I better not take that off.
I better not take it off.
Yeah, I'm a big National fan, man. I am, serious. And I just liked the team. I liked what they did. I liked how they came from you know, from the relative whatever they were. You know, the whole thing. Charles Rangel. Charles Rangel is that New Yorker. He talks like this, right? He's a New York guy. I like Charles Rangel. Peter Rodino. I can name a lot of these guys, the impeachment guys from Nixon's year. Peter Rodino, who was a Republican, and he was a very... He was an honest man. You know, those Republicans back then, say what you want about Nixon, and say what you want about the Republicans back then, but they knew what their duty was. They knew what the truth was. They knew what lies were. They knew what the country... it was important that the country, you know, survive under the rule of law. It's not the fuck. But that was back... We had a generation of World War II veterans, Depression-era veterans. They were all in their 40s and 50s by that point, even a little bit older. And these are people that had spilt blood. A lot of these people that were in Congress. Daniel Inouye was missing a fucking arm. He got a machine... He got a fucking... RPG. He had a rocket-propelled grenade, blew his motherfucking arm off on a mountainside in Italy, and he was on the impeachment panel. Howard Baker, all of these. You know, Inouye was a Democrat, but there's the equal number of good, honest people on the Democratic side, and these were all guys that they weren't going to fuck with the country. They just got done spilling fucking blood for it. Yeah, they had assholes. You know, every group does, but... Was there no way on the impeachment thing? Oh, he was on the Watergate thing. I get mixed them all up. The impeachment thing came a few years later. I don't know if this is the guy, but one guy who was a Democrat, who was a Republican, said the minute that they came into the president's office and said that we want to pay off these burglars so that they won't spill their guts, the president should have said, you know, call the Attorney General right now. Mr. Attorney General, get over to my office. I got people here who are conspiring to obstruct justice. He was a Republican. He was angry. He was pissed off. He said, that's what the president should have done. He said, but my president didn't do that. I'll never forget the guy. I can hear his voice. I just don't know who it was. You know what? Man, they don't have people like that anymore, man. What they got? They got my generation, the boomers. What are we? Bunch of fucking soft-ass motherfuckers. Bunch of had shit handed to us. Left and right, you know, our parents, these people, they said, let's make it nice for the kids. Let's pretend like Holocausts and the butchery that we witnessed. Let's keep that as far away. Let's give them college educations, and let's give them fucking skateboards, and let's give them TV up the fucking wazoo and rock and roll, and let's let them have tiki torches in the backyard, not, you know, to march as Nazis, but how could they have known? Their grandchildren marching with fucking tiki torches. With swastikas. Make them throw their fucking guts up. Anyway. All right. Sorry to bum you out, but I'm giving you history now, man. I lived that shit. I fucking saw it happen. Barbara Jordan, now they're taking the thing. All right, so what we're looking to do here. Make sure we have the... yes, indeedy, daddy. Is we're going back in time to 2018, as we usually do. This is November the 28th. And here it is. Let's see what happens. Let's see what kind of I bet you we did a best of. It's an encore from November 2016. Listen to the pre-show. Oh, wait. No. Karen Deauville, vacationing with family in California, calls with a question from her husband, Herb, and brother-in-law, Larry Beans Halberstadt. Then a four-year-old overlord from Elkhart. The four-year-old overlord. Karen Deauville, vacationing with family. Oh, this ought to be good, man. Jeff Dowder introduces his friend Tyler Frankenstein. No kidding. That's worth the price of admission right there. Okay. What the hell are you going to do? What are you going to do? Huh? You do what you do, but you can't do any more than what you do. Ba-dee-dee-dee. The Howie Tot. Hey, man, how long is it going to take for you to load your goddamn mail program, Google? You goddamn Gmail piece of shit. I hate your fucking guts. What's the fucking story now, man? We got everybody on the computer tonight? Oh, boy. I don't need any fuck-ups tonight. They say that you're a runaround lover. Let's just play a lot of Bobby V tonight. I know you don't know who I'm talking about, but... All right, so that's that. Now, oh, yeah, then we want to go and do the do. I heard you do the do. And the funky chicken, too. What did we do last night? Lawrence.
I say so.
All right, what are we doing, man? Okay, so we're going to check this shit out. Check that out. Check it 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 out. Okay, let's go over to the show log, bitch. General Shaw, watch social media. BSP Classic Hours from April 2006. Herb Sewell, April 2006 would be March 2005. Oh, that's dicey. That's dicey, the March 2005. A little bit dicey. Because some of those hours have to be, like, broken up. NBC. There's one. Oh. We don't want to do Herb Sewell. We did Herb Sewell yesterday, didn't we? The classic. Look at that ugly ass goddamn. Sorry about that, folks. Well, the night has a thousand eyes. It's just, it's hard, man. That shadow fucks everything up right over here on the far left of the screen. Because the cameras were placed around, I'm too fucking lazy to change it. So there you have it. There you have it. Pipe and Steve's advice. Steve's on to talk about the annual candy bar sale and magazine subscription drive. This year, Bobby has earmarked some of the money raised to be used for her and Steve to take a working vacation in Mexico. I don't think we have done this one in a long time. Steve found out that his ancestors owned the ancestors of a business associate who shares the same last name, Bozell. Now Steve wants to sue him for not coming to a family reunion and barbecue. Whatever, man. I'm definitely downloading that one, Minton. I heard you do the do. Boop, 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 boop. And the funky chicken, too. All right, man. Who'd you coo? All right, dude. Now that shit is done, okay? So what I do with this is I put this shit here, paste. CNN's doing all these fucking retrospect. I wonder if it even works. Yes, I do. I watch CNN because they have a far better record at telling. I'm just sorry. They do. They have a far better record at telling shit as it is. CNN is, or I mean, Fox has had people on. Now, what are we talking about, man? Fox had people come on there and say, hey, you know, our people are full of shit. You know, that didn't happen. Remember Shepard Smith did that. But he quit, man. I don't know. I don't think that was a smart move at all. Not a good move. Should have hung in, Shep. I mean, what the fuck, dude? Unless it was getting too, like... Because now you're going to be on fucking... You're going to be on a channel that is more, I guess, liberal or what... Or I should say that is going to be an actual news organization... And that's cool, but the good work you were doing at Fox, where you were calling these lying motherfuckers out, is lost forever, man. Not the stuff you did do was still there, but you dig me, man? Remember when you tell those little white lies, the night has a thousand eyes. All right, here we are, man. Okay. So I think we're groovy. As shit, man. We are groovy as can be. Oh, wait, I gotta do this. Ride the wild, sir. Ride, ride, ride the wild, sir. Ride, yeah, when's the last time I wore that shirt? All right. Okay. I don't think I've changed that much year to year. Year to year, deep. That one last night. Gotta take that one. Shut up. Not last night. I'm talking about... From that, I don't know if they
late last night, the night before.
Good fresh scent to it. Oh my God, he's laughing.
Yeah, is that the music, bud?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, now we started a whole new song.
Yeah, this is.
Are you done, dude? Are you ready, dude? Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back. We just, welcome back from, you know, yesterday. Yeah, welcome back from yesterday. Actually, yesterday we were...
Yesterday you had one of your encore shows, so welcome back from Monday. I'm Margaret Gray, by the way.
All of these characters represent not just facets of my own mind, but people that I know. Margaret and Bobby are both sides of, well, they're the two facets of femalehood that I know. My mother, primarily. Yeah, they both represent my mother primarily. There's a sociopathy there. There's also an indignation there. There's an inappropriateness there that just, believe me when I tell you, if I told you, you know, God rest my mother's soul, but I mean, look, let's talk, okay?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Frank Gray is, a lot of him is my dad. Harvey Wireman, a lot of him is my dad. Steve Ozell is just, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, that's guys that I've just known. Just fucking clowns that I've known down through the years. Guys that are pissed off that they're, who are super sensitive and, you know, pissed off at stuff. You know, Jeff Dowder is very much drawn from my friend Paul, although Paul was not as dumb as Jeff Dowder. And Chris Norton is like every other slob that I would see in a bar in Florida in the 70s. Just, you know, I'm saying, I mean, my sass. I mean, half of these guys thought they were fucking Hugh Hefner or some shit. I don't know what they thought they were. Bob Guccione. Remember him? All right, let me see, man.
All right, now.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Close.
Testing 1, 2, 3, please.
Close. All right, dude.
You see, here's what I got to do, man.
If you like my show, you're going to love Zane's World on Podcast One. World traveler, author, and alcohol aficionado, Zane Lamprey. We got a lot of them,
Testing
but
one, two.
This guy is an alcohol aficionado, the likes of which
the world has never seen.
I dare say. Anyway. Lane Zampri is well-learned in the art of having a good time as he reviews the best attractions and destinations on the globe and shares the craziest stories behind his travels.
Behind his travels. Let's see who the alcohol aficionado is now.
Thank you very much. Anyway, check out Zane's World every Tuesday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
All right, man. Oh, you motherfucking whore. Is today that goddamn motherfucking football challenge? God damn it! Ugh. I'm sorry. I don't like mean to sound that way. It's a good sponsor, man. It's just, it ain't me, man. It's just that shit is just not me, Jack. I don't know what else to tell you. Well, look at all this. What the fuck is this? All these casting notices. I don't know what the hell this is. All right. The 12-2 is when next week. Okay. Man, oh fucking man. Thursday, Sunday games, 5 NFL picks, one of which will be your lock, no doubt winner, and a score prediction. Oh, please. Also, they're just a simple pick the winner, predict who will win the game, not the lines. Again, these are 5-team. Where's the motherfucking spot, man? That's 12-2 I need for this week. Okay, so some I got more mail. More goddamn mail coming into this bloody ass. I'm going through my email this week, and I'm just going to rip this stuff a new ass. I mean, I'm throwing shit in the garbage, Jack. All right, what are we? Where is it? So, Jay Bass. I got to remember Jay's name. All right, here we go. Friends, it's another week. It's week 13. It's time to take a look at the National Football League. And remind you to get your betonline.ag account going, Jack. Get that thing cranking. And put some gas in it, too, while you're at it, because we're going to give you our 5 predictions, one of which is a lock. How am I doing, anyway?
I don't know. I don't think... I wouldn't want to have to pay the bills on it.
Well, whatever. Whatever, man. I mean, you know, I'm a sinner. No, if I pick stuff wrong, if I'm lousy at picking stuff, that's good, too. How do you figure that? Well, I mean, people will know to stay away from me.
Oh, good, and that's a great advertisement for betonline.ag. Wonderful, Phil.
Look, see, Margaret remembers the name of the sponsor, and you don't.
Yes, I do, Dick. Now, listen. Here are my 5 picks. Well, here are the biggest matchups of the week. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, New Orleans is at Atlanta.